Indeed. Well, now we're going to check in on our 100 years of Scottish stories this Remembrance weekend. At the beginning of the Second World War, Hector Drane was conscripted at the age of 20 to be a soldier in the 52nd Royal Scots Fusiliers. One of the battles he took part in was the Battle of Scheldt in 1944. Well, his son Alexander Drane shares his powerful testimony.
100 years of Scottish stories for Remembrance Week on BBC Radio Scotland.
One of their attacks was on Walcheren in Holland via landing craft, and they told me that being in a landing craft was nothing at all like you saw in the films. He said it was awful, waiting in a tin box in the sea with Germans shooting at you, and all you could do was wait. And he said that the waiting was always the worst. There were 30-odd in the landing craft, and as an NCO, he was at the back. The officer was up front, and he'd be first off. That sounds pretty bad, but it was really quite good for him. The blokes at the back would carry the heaviest casualties as the Germans got the range and the bullets became concentrated. They'd been told that when the door went down, the first few men should rush out and go left or right with the rest following. But what they didn't tell them was that it could be quite a long, slow shuffle to the front, maybe even stepping over the bodies of your pals. And some of the high-velocity rounds could go right through more than one man. He said that nobody spoke. You could feel the tension, smell the fear. There were no jokes, no bravado, and even the comedians were quiet. Nobody smoked because it's pretty difficult to light up when you're shaking. Bullets pinged off the landing craft and tracer could be seen overhead. All of the ordnance was one way, no support from the ships. They'd heard that in D-Day the Royal Navy had bombarded the Germans defending the coast, but they were nowhere to be seen today. There was a scraping sound as the craft touched the bottom of the shore, but it kept going. All eyes now glued on the front door. Scraping got louder and became constant. Tension had him almost crying. His eyes were popping, licked his lips, swallowed, shook, gripped his rifle hard to stop it falling. He shut his eyes for a few seconds, and on opening them, he saw that others were doing the same. Door began to drop open. And the waiting was over.
100 years of Scottish stories for Remembrance Week on BBC Radio Scotland.
Alexander Drane there with that vivid description passed down by his father Hector. Oh, that was powerful, wasn't it, Sergio?
It was absolutely chilling. I've listened to it a few times now, and it gets scarier every time. The idea of being stuck in one of these metal boxes while bullets are pinging off the side, knowing there's a really good chance in the next few minutes you're going to die, and then taking comfort that maybe if you're at the front, it raises your chance of survival marginally. I cannot begin. I've had a very lucky life. I've not lived through any major wars, you know, my age and my generation. But to put yourself in that situation, it was a remarkably chilling account.
Yeah, and really, so few people left from that generation to tell those stories firsthand, which is why it's so important that Alexander has passed that down to the next generation.